Welcome to another episode of More Happy Life, the podcast that will teach you how to trigger upward spirals of health and happiness in your life. I'm Andy Proctor, a happiness activist whose goal is to make your life more happy with science-backed strategies and powerful interviews. If you enjoy this episode, share it and let me know by tapping the stars in the reviews. Welcome back to another episode of More Happy Life. Today we have an amazing guest who's joining us, who is an awesome author and who is one of my friends from where I used to live in Alpine, where I met my wife, and she is just an amazing person. So her name is Rose Stanek, is an award-winning graphic designer, interior designer, and now children's book author, which is what we're going to talk about during our interview today. It's so cool. And she's actually a full-time Amazonian. I know you're thinking about Wonder Woman right now, but she works at Amazon. She is the mother of two cow cats. Awesome. And their names are Monty and Tyson, and calls the Pacific Northwest home. I'm totally jealous. I love the Pacific Northwest. She loves creative storytelling and empowering others to live their dreams, which she totally does. And we're going to talk about that today in our episode about her book called Little Love, which is this beautiful children's book. And it's all about remembering who you are and kind of bringing out the important value of self-worth and bringing that to yourself and not seeking that from other people. So I hope you listen to this episode. It's a really good one. So heartfelt. We get to definitely hear her story as well as the why behind this book, and that this children's book is not just for children, though it is a very, very powerful message for children, but it's also for all of us adults too. So I hope you tune in and that you enjoy this amazing episode with Rose Stanek. Rose, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here. I'm excited to chat.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Super cool. And I thought it was way neat that you reached out. I mean, we've been friends since back in the good old days in Alpine. Right?
It feels like a long time ago.
I know. It's crazy. It does. And I just think, like I was just mentioning, I love when people really are doing, fulfilling their, what they feel like is their purpose, their mission in life. And, you know, one of the things that I focus on in this podcast and all that I do to teach people about happiness is, you know, I believe that happiness is kind of found in four different areas, which one of them is finding and living your purpose. And mm-hmm. So I love that you are, you know, doing this, you know, doing things to live your purpose. And I think it's inspiring for other people. So I want to share it, and I'm excited.
Oh, thanks, Andy. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, so really cool. You just came out with your latest, your book called Little Love. Mm-hmm. And tell, when did it come out? When did it get released?
So it was officially released September 1st of this year.
So cool. You know, it's interesting. I just recently had a dream about an author of a children's book, and I'm like, maybe it was this book, because I had, you know.
It's so crazy.
Right? Like literally like 3 days ago. It's just it's amazing. It's in the air, right? Yeah. Yeah, a children's book about emotions. So it's like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. So tell us a little bit. I want to hear more about this. I love the idea of children's books, because I think, I mean, you think back, right? Like, I mean, I don't know how many books I've read, like, that are adult books or whatever. That sounds funny, but like, you know, self-help books, kind of informational books for adults. And it's like, you know, so many books, but then I think like the books that have influenced me, I think maybe the most were the ones that were in the most formative years, you know, when I was a kid. And I mean, I think about like Dr. Seuss and like Goodnight Moon and like, you know, like little books like that, that I can still remember today, you know, Very hungry caterpillar.
Yeah, exactly. I feel the exact same way. I've always have loved children's books, and even as an adult, like some of my favorite books this day, the day that the crayons quit, just
Oh,
funniest book
cool.
I've ever read, and written by a writer that was like on Saturday Night Live. So I just there's something about children's books that I just feel is just really magical because it just brings out your inner child and explains things in a way that's like so simple yet profound, and it just is a quick boost, you know? So it kind of always had been a dream of mine to write a children's book since like high school. So it's kind of like a huge dream come true for me, you know, almost like a couple decades later. So it's really exciting.
That is so exciting. I'm a huge supporter of fulfilling dreams a couple of decades later. Like, I just barely started playing the cello in January. It's just this goal that I've had for like years, right? And
Yeah, I've been watching that on Facebook. That's fantastic. I love that. That's actually my favorite instrument too, so I will have.
Oh man, we should jam sometime. That'd be super cool.
Yeah, no, I can't play it. I just appreciate it from a distance. But I think I'm gonna make my children play it. Like,
Yeah, that's a good goal too, right?
that's hilarious.
Oh man. So yeah, no, it's so powerful to really go after and then like fulfill something you've been thinking about for you said over a decade. That's amazing.
Yeah,
So
well,
cool.
I think what I've found is that it's more exhausting and takes a lot more energy to like think about and dream about things versus just doing it. You know what I mean? Like once you start and once you start taking action, then I feel like the motivation follows. It really doesn't the other way around. You can't talk yourself into something. You just kind of have to like get over that first gut reaction of fear and just kind of be willing to play. And that was kind of the attitude I had when I did this. I just thought, why not? Like, let's just go for it. I had no idea, Andy. Like, I don't know any publishing houses. I didn't have any contacts. Like, I just started Googling for how to publish a book, and I got rejected like probably 40 plus times. You know what I mean? Like,
That's awesome.
I think it's easy to like see the end result and think that it just came easily, but my theory is that it really is just work, you know, just being willing to be rejected and being willing to fail a lot, and eventually like things will fall into place, and I believe that the right people will come at the right time. So that's kind of my personal belief
I
that
love that.
yeah.
That's really cool. I think it's powerful, and I agree. I think that does happen. I mean, I think Gandhi was the one who might have said, like, when you start doing the right thing, people just pop up, you know?
Yeah, and to be honest, like this publisher that I've gone with, they're not a huge like renowned children's publisher. This is actually their first children's book that they've published. So they kind
Cool.
of took a risk with me and I took a risk
Sure.
with them, and they just said, "Hey, we just believe in this story so much. We absolutely love it. We feel like it needs to be told." And they're a really small company down in Oregon. So, you know, it came down to the point where it's like, do I want to wait for some bigger opportunity or do I just want to leap and just go? And for me, I said, let's just do it.
Let's
You
do
know,
it.
let's do
That's
it.
so cool. I respect that so much. I think so much of getting things done is showing up. You know, you just show up and you just do it. That's awesome. I love it. So tell us a little bit about the story. I mean, I'm like super excited to learn from you about, you know, the story of this book and, you know, how is this something that can kind of teach what you're passionate about in terms of, you know, happiness and self-worth and maybe, you know, we'll start with that, and then we can go to, I'd love to hear also how did this kind of come about for you too?
Yeah, no, all great questions. So the book itself is about this little girl called Little Love, and it's about her journey to finding happiness, essentially, and figuring out where self-worth comes from. So she meets these different
Mm.
characters along the way. She meets a character named Fame, and he's kind of trying to teach her all about, you know, happiness comes from being popular, and it comes from being validated and having attention. Mm. And I don't necessarily think these characters are bad. You know, I don't think
sure. she's
bad. And eventually she meets Beauty, who is the other character, who kind of teaches her, you know, like it's about having attention from, you know, viable partners or people who think that you're attractive, and it's all about your outer looks. And, you know, eventually she realizes that those things don't bring lasting happiness, right? Mm-hmm. And that truly the only source that you can look to for lasting happiness is yourself. And so mm-hmm. in the end of the book, and I'm kind of giving it away, but she meets a version of herself that's whole and complete and basically comforts her, kind of like in life when you imagine, like, if my future self were to come visit me and give me advice, or like
yeah. my
is trying to talk to me and show me like who I truly am, like what would they say? Ooh. And that's exactly what this book is about. So it
goes, I love that.
Yeah, the moral, and I think, and this is kind of the lesson that I've been learning. And like, Andy, I still feel like I'm learning this lesson all the time. Like, this isn't just a linear path. It's like a cyclic lesson.
Yeah. But
you really are happier when, you know, you're focused on giving versus on what you get. Hmm. I feel like the more I can give to people and the more I can serve other people and think less of myself, the happier I become.
Hmm.
I love that. Little Love follows that same path at the end of the book. She starts, once she kind of realizes that she has everything within her to be whole, then she starts looking to see how she can influence others. She starts serving. She starts, like, you know, reading books to people, whatever it is, as mm. just a way to start reaching out. So
I love that so much. That's such a powerful story. And I think it reminds me of an exercise that I did just maybe 6 months ago, where somebody challenged me to write a letter to my future self, and then to just stop and just, you know, wait until my future self wrote back. And it was crazy because I actually had a dream. Speaking of dreams, I keep talking about dreams during this episode, but like I had a dream that I like literally went into the future. And then like the next morning I just like woke up with all these, like literally I felt like I was my future self writing back to myself right now to help me kind of with all these problems that I had.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing.
It was amazing. It was an amazing exercise, and I highly recommend it to anybody to just like listen to that wise self inside. And I love what you said about like Little Love going and then finally encountering this kind of wise future like self, or this version of her, right? That shows her the way.
Yeah, and I think that's innate in all of us. Like, we always want to be improving. We always want to be reaching for something higher than what we know now.
Yeah.
And I think that's a forever, it's just a forever part of life.
Mm,
totally. I think the problem that happens is that, you know, as we do that, we can sometimes become, you know, unhappy with how things are in the present because we're so focused on where we want to be, or we're so focused. And by the way, I'm talking like I've mastered this. No, this this is much for me to remind myself.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it takes time and it takes patience and just diligence. And you know, so I think being able to practice gratitude has been something that I've been trying to put into practice a lot more, just like slowing down. And I think, I don't know if this is true for you, Andy, but you know, I've kind of always been a very creative person and a very creative mind. It's just constantly going.
Yeah.
And it kind of can become exhausting. You know what I mean? It drains me if I'm not paying attention, or if I'm not monitoring it, or making sure that I'm taking time to intentionally slow down. And so I think it's easy when you see all of the opportunities out there, or if you're someone who's an idealist or a visionary, you can quickly become disenchanted with the present. And so that's something that I'm trying to work on.
Yeah, all of us, right? I mean, I think that's huge, to be able to get to the point where you can just be in the present. And I think, you know, be okay with the present too. And it is, I mean, that can be a lifelong pursuit. And yeah, and I think, you know, I think you kind of nailed it, like the gratitude. I think gratitude really can help us to kind of get grounded in that. So that's really awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow. Well, this is so good. And I think, you know, I love that you've created this, this resource for not, I think not just children, because I think, I also think about all the parents, right, who are going to be reading this to their kids, you know, and cause I mean, however many times, you know, parents read this, I mean, it's like children's books get read so often, right? Like that's like the bedtime ritual, right? Which I think is actually really powerful. And so I think it's really cool because it's not just a children's book for children, but like, this is a message, of, I think, self-worth and, you know, seeking after the right, things and values or virtues really, that can be taught to both parents and children.
Yeah. And that was kind of a goal of mine as I was writing it, because really Little Love is actually my story, right? Like I wrote this story from the viewpoint that I was Little Love. And I knew that this is a problem that so many people can relate to, men, yeah, women, children, adults, it doesn't matter. And I felt like I wanted a, you know, for me growing up, my bedtime stories with my dad are some of my most precious memories. And so I really wanted to create that again for parents and their children to be able to have these open discussions about, you know, what Little Love is experiencing and what she's feeling, and be able to like relate to one another and talk about those important topics that sometimes are really difficult to simplify for children to understand.
Right.
But, you know, I've had some parents come up to me with children as young as 2 or 3 years old that are understanding the story, or they're pulling things from it. Like, I had a friend who said that his niece, has a brother who had a hole in his heart from surgery.
Oh, wow.
And was asking him like, I love Little Love because she healed her heart, and so can my brother. You know what I mean? Like moments like that, that just like almost start crying immediately, because I just felt like this is affecting people in a very real way, you know, that's personal to them, and they relate to Little Love. I mean, I think it's just part of what makes us human, is that vulnerability and not being perfect all the time. So when I heard that story, that's kind of the story that I wanted to speak to. So
I love that. And I'd love to have you, because you said, you know, this is really my story. Maybe tell us a little bit more of like what kind of led to this, and to the in your story of creating this, you know, the story for others too.
Yeah, this is like the loaded question.
Yeah,
but no, it's an important thing to talk about.
Yeah.
So for me personally, I'm pretty passionate about mental health. And there was about maybe a 3-year period where I was really, really struggling with a lot of huge major trials. And the first trial, and it kind of affected every area of my life, but the first trial was really an emotional one. So I really suddenly, unexpectedly lost a best friend, and I had never experienced anything like that before, but I experienced it in a pretty traumatic way. That I've maybe have met only maybe one or two people who have kind of experienced what I've been through. And that's probably just because I didn't have the resources at the time to really reach out. And shortly after that, I ended up moving back home to Washington, where I live now. And this is actually where I grew up. But
yeah,
what started happening was I got a new job, and you know, I felt like everything was kind of falling into place. But I started noticing that I was exhausted all the time. I started noticing that I wasn't sleeping, or if I was sleeping, I was having like night terrors or extreme nightmares about this event. And I started having panic attacks at work and all these different things. And so I ended up eventually understanding that I had PTSD. That blew my mind, because I remember thinking like, this is something that like war veterans go through. You know what I mean?
Right.
I have never heard of this happening to, you know, to other people besides veterans. And so I started doing a lot of research, and actually I read this book. It was called The Body Keeps the Score by John Van Epp. And this was like 40 chapters long. It was something ridiculous. And I just ate it up, because for the first time I felt like I understood what was happening to me, because I couldn't explain it on an emotional level. I couldn't really put it into words. It was, I almost felt like I was having an out of body experience every day. And so I read this book. I realized that I needed to go to EMDR therapy. And once I did that, I just improved so much, but I just didn't have the right tools in front of me. Right. So once I was able to address that, you know, that kind of started the healing process. But I think during that time, and there were a lot of other events that happened during that 4-year period, really serious things. Like for a while, my fertility was threatened. I didn't know if I was going to be able to have children. I had a business that I started to help me get out of debt, which actually just put me more into debt. And so for like a year and a half, I paid off like $50,000 just working as much as I could. So there were all of these things just piling up on top of each other. And it came to a breaking point where, you know, I just kind of asked myself, like, who am I, right? Like, what is the purpose of all of this if I'm just continuing to suffer? And if I'm just continuing to fall deeper and deeper, no matter how much I'm trying to help myself. And so it's interesting that you talked about dreams, because that's kind of what happened when I wrote Little Love. So I was sleeping and I woke up in the middle of the night. It was almost like 3 a.m. and I woke up crying. I just had tears streaming down my face. And I remember sitting in that moment, it was very still in my room. And I asked myself, you know, what would I say to someone to explain to them how I'm feeling right now? What would I literally say to them? And the first words that came to my mind was, I have a hole in my heart. And that became the beginning of the story. I remember rolling over out of bed. I keep a pad of paper and a pen on my nightstand. And I just started writing the story. I just put it all down on paper. And I literally wrote the story in about an hour. And I was just sobbing, you know, because I was just trying to understand, what is the purpose of all the suffering if I can't do anything good with it, right? There's no purpose in suffering if there's no meaning to it. And so I think for me, writing this story was my way of trying to heal and make sense of everything that had happened to me. You know, if I could help someone feel a little bit better about themselves, or if I could help someone, you know, understand that they're not alone or empathize in any way, then I wouldn't feel as terrible as I did. So when I sent that story off to the publisher, we probably changed maybe 2 words and that was it.
Wow.
And so I know I've been talking for a really long time, but.
No, that's amazing. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. So that was kind of the process, but I think I had been writing the story of Little Love that entire time during those 4 years, and it just needed to be told.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that part of yourself. And I, you know, I think there's a lot of people who listen to this podcast, just so you know, who who do struggle with some sort of a mental illness and who have struggled with anxiety. I mean, I've talked to a lot of them, and some of them panic attacks. And I think maybe the reason why some of these people are listening is because I've talked about a little bit about that myself too. I've experienced panic attacks and anxiety, and it's not easy. It's really difficult. And I love that you were able to, look inside of yourself, and describe that kind of, like you said, that hole in your heart. And yeah.
Yeah, it definitely has given me so much more sympathy and understanding and empathy for people who struggle with anxiety, with depression,
Yeah.
with mental illness, all of those things. Because what I came to understand was that, once I read this book, it was like, oh, this is actually quite normal for what I've been through. Like,
Yeah.
body is responding in the most natural way that
Yeah.
it under the circumstances. And so it was like I finally felt like I had so much more grace that I gave myself, understanding that, hey, I actually need to be kind to me, and put myself first. And that's kind of when I started, learning more about self-care and just taking time to really replenish myself. So, yeah, I would
That's
encourage
amazing.
anyone, who struggles with anxiety, depression, that kind of thing, like, don't beat yourself up for it. Like, just embrace that as part of yourself and learn how to use that, as a strength, because it is something that can be really powerful.
Totally. I love that so much. And, I think for people who that's really helpful for both sides, right? People who have struggled and who are struggling with some sort of, mental illness or difficulty, as well as the people who may not be, but who know someone, because, everyone falls into one of those two. Like everybody at least knows someone who they love, who they care about, who they work with, who has some sort of mental illness. And I mean, I think awareness is something that we just need to have more of, and empathy as well. So I love that we're talking about this, and it's huge. I think it's so important in like today, in this time. So thank you for sharing your story, and thank you for talking about that, and thank you for writing this book about that too. Why, I mean, if for other reasons too, like why do you feel like this book is needed in the world right now?
Oh man, I feel like it's so needed. I feel like this message is so relevant
Yeah.
and it's absolutely urgent. I get concerned when I see how young some of these kids are that are just, they already look like adults, they're already dressing like adults, they're talking like adults. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
they are already embodying this idea of what they should look like, what they sh you know, how talented they should be, whatever it is. There's this entitlement, and it's really sad because they're actually robbing themselves of just allowing themselves to be kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah, beautiful time of life.
Exactly. Like, this is the time where it's like that shouldn't even be on their mind, but this idea to already be pleasing, to already be, aspiring to this idea, it's just something that really has concerned me. And I mean, if I'm an adult that's still struggling with self-worth sometimes, and like, as I know a lot of women are, a lot of men are, like I just felt like, why not teach children when they're young, about this, and be able to create a safe space for them. You know what I mean? Be able to foster that conversation. I just think it's really important. And I wanted to write a story that didn't really focus on my own story. You know what I mean? I didn't want to go into the all the nitty-gritty details of what I'd been through. I wanted to talk to everyone on a simple playing field and on an even playing field. So the book itself, I mean, like I said, she talks to these different characters about wealth and money and fame and beauty and looks and all those things. And I just thought everyone relates to these, every single one of us, because at the end of the day, we really only care about, you know, like our relationships with people and the fact that we're able to survive and provide for ourselves. Like at the end of the day, those are our basically driving us. And I feel like these three characters talk to all of those points. So I think the goal was, I want to create a story that's uplifting, that is simple enough that a young child can understand, and one that an adult can also enjoy. And that was kind of it.
That's so cool. Definitely, absolutely needed in the world today. And thank you so much for writing it. And I'm so glad that, you know, we've been able to talk about it and share more about this. I want to, you know, highly recommend this book to everybody who's listening right now to go check this out and read it to yourself, even if you don't have kids.
There's days where I'm like, I need to read a little love to myself.
I still read some children's books to myself. I think it's good. I think it's helpful. So yeah, I mean, every single one of us, I think, has, you know, and I have a really good friend, who, his name is Jeff Harry. He does a lot of play, you know, coaching and trying to help us to kind of reconnect to the 10-year-old inside of us. And because it's so important, you know, to remember that and to be that, because we still are that, you know, in many ways. So I love this.
I'm glad you brought that up too, because, you know, I just got so tired of like hearing the story that like, someone needs to save the girl. You know what I mean? Someone needs to save the boy. I was just like, why can't she just save herself? Right.
Yeah.
Be doing is we should be learning how to love ourselves. And so for me, it was really important that Little Love is the heroine in this story and not another character. So I wish we could tell that more, you know what I mean? I would share that story so much more in the movies we watch. Just having these strong female heroines, I think, is something that's really important. So
I love it. No, it's so powerful. And yeah, so man, thank you so much. This has been amazing. And I have one more question for you for the last, which is for somebody out there who's listening and just really wants to have a more happy life today, what would you tell them?
Oh man, that is such a good question, Andy. You know, I would say, religious or not, I would say pray for yourself. That would be the very first thing I would do is right now take a moment and just talk to yourself, talk to God, talk to a higher being, whatever you believe. Just surrender in the moment. Totally surrender. Because the minute you're willing to give up control, I think is the minute you're willing to be presented to you what you should be doing. You know what I mean? Or be presented to you what the true issue is. And you can't do that if you're not being still. And so that would be my advice, is just to be still and to really just kind of tune into yourself and ask yourself that question, what do I need? What do I need? And then begin answering that question.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that.
Thank you.
So good. It's just a beautiful nugget of pure gold. So thank you for sharing that. No, it's so good. I think it's so important for us to tap into that, you know, higher power or that inner wisdom that we all have, you know?
Yeah. And that's the crazy part about it, right? Like, you know, I think I've always struggled to trust myself. I think I've growing up, I think I learned not to. And so I have to kind of reverse engineer that and practice that a lot, is to really honor my own feelings. And I think that's really difficult sometimes, because, you know, sometimes the right answer isn't an easy one. Sometimes it's actually really difficult. And once you kind of slapped with the truth right in front of you, it can be very humbling and it can feel very scary. But there's also a feeling of hope, because now you know. Now you know how you really feel. And now you can actually start making progress. So I think that's just something that's really important.
Totally. Oh, I love that so much. Thank you so much for sharing that. So, all right, we are at the end of our time, and I want everybody to know where they can find you if they want to follow you or support you, and also where can they get this book?
Yeah, I would love that. So it's sold right now on Amazon. So if you just go to amazon.com and type in Little Love or Little Love Rose Stanek, it should pull up the page. And then I also have my website. It's just www.rosestanek.com, and that will link directly to the page as well. So yeah, Barnes and Nobles as well, Target, lots of different places online. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for writing it, for following your purpose, and for trying to make this world a more happy place. So thanks so much for...
Yeah. Thanks for having this podcast, for being willing to talk about these things. I find it really admirable, and I'm really, really happy to have been on this show. So thank you.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
I really hope this episode helped you to have a more happy life today. If you enjoy this episode, share it and let me know by tapping the stars in the reviews. You can also find me on Instagram @morehappylife or by going to morehappylife.co. Thanks for listening, and see you soon.